Hello, More Than Small Talk podcast friends. This is Holly. Each week, we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, I'm sharing some thoughts on why your story isn't over yet. We are all living a story today. It often doesn't feel like a story. It feels like dishes in the sink, emails in our inbox, another round of the same old routines. Sometimes the plot is confusing and we want to cut a chapter out with sharp scissors. Sometimes we want to be the editors with the red ink. Sometimes we want to skip right to the end just to make sure it says, and they lived happily ever after. There's so much we don't know, but we can be certain of this. The author is good and we are loved. Yes, even when the unexpected sentence comes, when we face that dark as night period, when the syllables jumble together and we scratch our heads, even in those places, between those lines, there is a God at work who has always been speaking, always been creating beauty out of the broken. Jesus also did many other things. If they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that would be written. John 21:25. Jesus is still doing many other things. He isn't done with history. He isn't finished with the part of it that is your story either. Whatever scene we find ourselves in today, it isn't the final page. Hold on, there is a turning coming. There is more than this, more than here and now. We have not yet seen the there and then. We are overcomers. We are warriors. We are a force to be reckoned with in this world. And whatever the future brings, our God is still holding the pen. He is the only one who gets to write the end. You can find what I shared today on my blog at hollygirth.com, and we'll have another More Than Small Talk episode for you soon. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll share this with a friend today so they can be encouraged too.